The Auckland Council will today decide what to do to save the Waitakere Ranges. 1 million people visit the park every year, but the spread of the Kauri dieback has led to some wanting the place closed. So what happens today? Waitakere Ward Councillor, Chair of the Council's Environmental Committee, Penny Hulse, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you reckon will happen?
Well, hopefully there'll be a reasonable and rational discussion and we'll make a sensible decision, which is the recommendation of staff: keep the park open, but really ramp up the track closures and track management.
So can people get access to the park if you leave it open, but with reduced access?
That's the hope and that's the intention.
Okay, so what advice are you getting from who in terms of, you know, expertise and science?
We're getting probably advice from many quarters. Expertise in science says that when it comes to kauri dieback for the trees, it's pretty serious. So, you know, there is no easy cure. There's some good science coming through about resistance, and that's what we need to focus on. How do we breed from those trees that are showing resistance to the disease? And there's also some good stuff happening with phosphite injections, which give the trees a bit of a boost and help them battle it. But, you know, it's a pretty tough battle.
What is the connection between humans and the dieback?
Basically, the spores of kauri dieback are carried on your shoes by mud, and the whole thing is transferred through muddy water, really. So that's why it's scrub your shoes when you go in, scrub your shoes when you go out, and give them a spray of Trigene, which actually helps kill the spores.
And would you be, if you kept it open, even with restricted access, confident enough that people would be respectful enough that they would do that, or are you taking too big a risk?
That's the hope, that with the rāhui, Te Kauro Āmaki is the local tribe, have put a rāhui on the area, which says to people, look, we would really like you to stay out. I hope that people respect that and actually think about where else they might like to go and walk. You know, go up to Te Arai, walk along Pākeri Beach, head down south, but yep, maybe give the Waitakere Ranges a break. But if you are going to go in the Waitakere Ranges, for God's sake, you know, respect the requirement to at least clean your shoes. And that's where I think people have been a bit remiss. There's been a fairly relaxed attitude to that.
Righto, we'll see what happens today. Appreciate your time. Penny Hulse is also the Waitakere Ward Councillor, Chair of the Auckland Council's Environment Committee.